I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yes, Tom Lydon is here, and it is time for the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. That's the site you would go to for more information, not just on his pick today, but on all things ETF related, because at ETF Trends, they look at the entire industry, not just here's what's a fund and here's what's moving and here's what you might consider, but also what's happening in terms of what's new, what's developing, what's changing, and much, much more. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Your ETF of the week is
the Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets X State-Owned Enterprises Fund, ticker symbol XSOE.
It's the XSOE. A long one here. The Wisdom Tree Emerging Markets X State-Owned Enterprises Fund. Now, this is obviously emerging markets, but it has this interesting twist to it. Because the X in this case means excluding. Like when you hear about a fund that says it's X Japan, that means it's excluding Japan. It doesn't mean there's extra or anything else. So we've got an emerging markets fund that is excluding state-owned enterprises. Why this construction and what does this do compared to any ordinary emerging markets fund?
Well, there's a lot to talk about here, Chuck. I mean, first and foremost, emerging markets have been really hot the last couple of years. And the key thing is, as we're looking at our markets here in the U.S. continuing to hit new highs, we are concerned with valuations. So when you've got a PE that's over 20 for the S&P 500, that's a little toppy compared to historic levels. But in emerging markets and major emerging market indexes, those underlying stocks are in the 12 to 14 PE range, which are relatively inexpensive compared to historic levels, especially when you look at what's going on here in the U.S. So first and foremost, there's still value and still opportunity in emerging markets. Number two, emerging markets aren't as risky as they were 10 years ago. For some reason, people still feel that because it's outside the U.S., that there's a lot that you can't trust. Accounting methods, technology, brokerage, effective trading has all improved tremendously in the last 10 years. And then finally, when it comes to the ETF space, there are a lot of different choices as far as ETFs and a lot of different choices in emerging markets. The benchmark is the MSCI Emerging Market Index, and some of the biggest holdings in emerging market ETFs are following that index. But we also talk about smart beta or intelligent indexes. And this is one of those indexes that is actually has a discipline that's effectively balancing out not only the stock picking in emerging markets around the world, but also removing, as you point out, state-owned companies that maybe for one reason or another might have a bigger weight in some of the traditional emerging market indexes, number one. And number two, just because of the fact that they're state-owned, can you always trust the way that they're going to be run now, or the way that they're going to be run in the future? Bottom line is, this ETF compared to the MSCI Emerging Market Index has performed incredibly well this year from an outperformance standpoint, which kind of hammers home the idea that if you're investing in ETFs, it's great to look at traditional indices, cap-weighted indices, but today some of these intelligent index and smart beta strategies are worth considering.
Now, we always talk about the fact that plenty of investors need an emerging markets presence and they don't have one, in spite of the fact that we're always saying you should have some exposure to emerging markets. But if somebody has an exposure to emerging markets, do they need this kind of fund? Like, is this a diversifier that you would say, yes, split it? Or is this a case where, you know, this is a broad emerging markets fund with an interesting twist in how it's constructed, but you don't need too much emerging markets?
Well, you don't, but a good benchmark would be if you should have at least 10% of your equity portfolio in emerging markets. And that's probably on the low side, but if you don't have 10%, that's something to think about, number one. Number two, if you do have emerging markets and you're following the traditional indices, well, that's great, but also understand what you're owning. What happens is because they're cap-weighted, some of the biggest companies in emerging markets, oil companies in Russia, big energy companies in China. And do you really want to have an overweight in state-owned? Not necessarily today, where you really have the ability to balance it out a little bit and not have to pay that much more in expenses. So that's also something to consider. So when you look at your emerging market allocation, first and foremost, make sure you know that you have it. Try to have at least 10%. And if you do have the traditional index, put in a factor of 3 to 5% in something like this of your overall equity allocation. Because, listen, WisdomTree is a great manager. They have put a lot of time and effort into understanding investing overseas. And this strategy, I think, is going to continue to do well over time. When you look at companies like Alibaba, Samsung, Tencent, these are innovative companies that are really on growth spurts, where state-owned companies really aren't as growth-oriented as some of these new up-and-coming privately or public companies that aren't owned by state-owned enterprises.
And Tom, is it a 200-day moving average play?
I think so, absolutely, and especially as there's opportunities in the future. But if you're concerned about the downside, watch that 200-day.
Tom Lydon, everybody. Tom, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Yep. And if you want more information, you're going to check out the website. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. And while you're at it, follow Tom as well. He is at Tom Lydon. This was a great way to start the day talking about the WisdomTree Emerging Markets X State-Owned Enterprises Fund XSOE. But we've got a lot more money left to lead. So stay tuned, because up next, it's the big interview as the November 9th edition of the show rolls on.